Quantum Conversations, your portal to the inner realms. Access infinite possibilities, infinite mastery, and infinite love. Mind-expanding, heart-opening conversations with some of the greatest spiritual teachers, luminaries, and healers of today's world. Usher in new earth by living in your sacred heart. Quantum Conversations is brought to you by AcousticHealth.com, home of music from the universe, online healing retreats, and this program. Claim your free registration to daily shows at AcousticHealth.com. AcousticHealth.com, your portal to the inner realms. Our program starts shortly. Welcome to another Quantum Conversation, brought to you by AcousticHealth.com. I'm Loren Gailey, and I invite you to sit back as we enter the quantum realm, that space of the greater part of you. It is your connection to infinite possibilities, infinite potential, and infinite mastery. And welcome, everyone, as we're talking about our mastery. One thing that helps us go into the new is the multidimensional aspect of light language. And my guest today is Audrey Light Language, who is here on her soul mission to assist your soul mission. And it is all about the new, creating the new for New Earth. In fact, Audrey Light Language says that this is a quantum multidimensional recalibration of our DNA. This is through codes for upgrades with the Akash. Let's welcome Audrey Light Language back to Quantum Conversations. Hello, Audrey.
Hello, beautiful one. Thank you so much for this invitation to be back with you and your beautiful family of listeners. I'm so excited to bring through what's going to come through today for codes and such for them to receive. So thank you for that opportunity to share with them again.
Wonderful. We will actually be asking those who are listening to join us. If you've got a question for Audrey, or if you would like a little bit of attention, this is a call that we interact with you. And so join us at AcousticHealth.com and join us by web call or the phone, and you can share your voice with us. Star 2 will allow you to raise your hand by phone call if you join us on that platform. Audrey, well, here we are. Here we are. It is so beautiful in this year of great change. This is a 5-year, 2021. And boy, we are feeling so much change and so much shift. In fact, you and I were just talking before we began about the shift. So let's touch in with you. How are you doing with all the shifts that are underway, and how are you helping your clients?
Oh, this is huge. It's so huge. That's why this beautiful work that you're bringing forward, what you're doing, what you're creating, you know, myself and others, why we're here, right? Why we've come in to assist. Now we know, right? The hugeness of what is happening, going on and occurring, you know, and what people need and what they're going through is all over the place, right? All over the place, whatever they need. But the beauty of this type of work is they show up and boom, spirit, right? Creation, source themselves, right? Bring through as a soul architect by no coincidence, right? Meeting up again, because there are no coincidence, to assist them at their soul level of who and what they are, you know? And I love that you said this number 5, because with my work, number 5 is representing get rid of old beliefs and paradigms. Mm. Right? That is what is so needed. And even though, yes, right, as I've said before in your lovely, beautiful show, you know, we love all the things that we understand and know that are what we call divine or holy, yes? But the thing is, we have to begin to understand and look at them that that is a beautiful foundation, right, that we have had. We cannot continue. When someone's going to build something, do you just build the foundation and stay in it? No. You go forth and you build, right? So that entails also, right, getting rid of old beliefs and paradigms, right, expansion of ourself and our consciousness, step back into the wider understanding and remembrance of who and what we are, right? So that is why number five, getting rid of old beliefs and paradigms, because we cannot have to actually have change if one is only going to regurgitate that which, right, they know, they have known for millennia and, again, has held as holy and such, right? Again, it will not bring them to the new, because why? Where we stand, we make it holy ground. We are standing in our divinity again, our power, our sovereignty, our remembrance of who and what we are. We are so much more than the physicality and our names and our stories and what we are going through. Yeah, we've come in this to illusion or matrix, whatever you want to call it, to forget purposely. But the side effect of that, of what has happened, yes, with the parasitic issue and such, was never meant to happen, of the stuckness. So we came in to assist those and collect those souls and such that can remember and hold the light within the density and the darkness to step back in that remembrance. And that will also entail that we must stand in, again, not to regurgitate what we have known. We hold that as strong and holy and a beautiful foundation, but we have to step in and begin to look and accept even the wider understandings of who and what we are. And so through these light languages, through this clearing of the Akash and the Kashri, right, through the sacred key code number work, these codes are coming in, the works that we are doing, not only with the beautiful souls and individuals that come around the world to receive, here to receive, but also with the works that myself and others, you know, and yourself as well, you know, so much things, so much works that you do behind the scenes to help support these changes that are going on. You know, when we said from the darkness to light, it's quite literally from the darkness to the light. When we say to lighten it up, it is also the density that we are lighting, right, to lighten the load of that, right, the heaviness, to get out of that as we shine the light, which within creation's field of consciousness and expressions and experiences, to now be able to see in that light what lurked within that field. It is made known very well now, yes, through all of this that we have walked through. And that's why we have come in to pull the plug on the experiment, yeah, to seal the book of life, the old books, and then to get in resonance to write in the new. So what I give to the clients, what have I been seeing? Everything, everywhere, you know, who people are feeling very well, others that are not feeling well. The experiences have been all over the place. But again, that is why these type of things are so important, so we can come together who is feeling well and okay to help nourish those that may be having a different type of experience through this. And also, again, traumas perhaps and such at a deep soul level that they have experienced from their multiple dimensional aspects of themselves as a soul and Gaian lives, as well as other experiences and expressions, generational, ancestral, all of this. It's huge. Some conscious, unconscious, childhood issues. We have come back, so to say, to help clear the files of all of that from our, so to say, the future self, the higher self, which we are reaching through, so to say, the files of all its other expressions and knowingness that it has had, so it can clean and clear and release itself from those shackles or parasitic infections. So what is happening here is huge. So when you say gear number five, getting rid of old beliefs and paradigms, so we can stand and support each other in that wider expansion and understanding of who and what we are, and that is so beautiful. And so, so important what they are doing, these ones who are embodied here. So important. They don't even realize how huge this is. Unprecedented times. Unprecedented.
Yes. And so as we move through unprecedented times and listen to the call of our heart, there could be times of disconcertedness, right? Or apprehension where it's like, oh, I'm kind of scared. Or, you know, maybe, for example, you could say, I really have this dream and the dream is coming together. You can see it coming together. But on one hand, it may require moving to a new place, change on that most fundamental level where it could be unnerving. And so as we move through that change, these aspects that you're talking about, like the Akash, there's aspects of us that we can call on to actually assist us in that transition. For example, maybe our future self, who's already gone to that new place we want to move, for example, or that future self who has the sight to say, it's all going to be okay. We can access this, right?
Exactly, because this now is not where many people, they have the understanding, oh, I want to hear and connect to my higher self, which is still mm-hmm. out there from themselves, right? So that's more of the old beliefs and paradigms of regurgitation, right? Now is the understanding that we have come in to get all that stuff out of the way, the traumas, the old beliefs, the lower energy, the density, the fears. So that's why you and the higher self, it's not, oh, I'm hearing myself out there speaking to me, but you and the higher self, one and the same, right? Merged together, walking that heaven on earth. So exactly like you're saying, right? Access that more of a peace within oneself, you know? So just like support yeah. from whom? From yourself. Like when we say, oh, we're getting yeah. support from someone outside of ourself, who are all the angels, masses, galactic source, whatever name you want to say it. It's part of the oneness that we are part of. So it's you speaking with you, right? Yourself. You're accessing that drop of that embodiment that you are of the divine, right? And that's so beautiful because that's how you step in your power, right? Rather than always, someone else, tell me, where should I go? What should I do? Tell me. Great oracle. That was the way before it was. That's not how it is now as the beings of light to our channel come through and say, beautiful ones, it is time to recall and remember that you, right, are the master and the masterpiece, one and the same. Would a great master wait for another to come and tell them what to put on their canvas? Like, oh, no, you should move here and make this color, that color. No, the great master, he or she, right, paints on their canvas. The beauty is if they don't like it, they can change their mind and do something else, you know. But again, now with the support, what is the higher self? The higher self is your godhood. Yeah, is your divine self, you know, that is. Because in actuality, we think, again, old belief and paradigm, time from a human perspective that we're experienced, past, present, and future. But again, to step in multidimensionality, quantum, expanded sense of consciousness and awareness is all time is happening at one time. The unfortunate things that we see going on right now out there is what happened in the old future. We are seeing how it got there to the old future. We could not have changed that old future from that point. So we came back, right, from that old future's point to this present moment that we're in. But it actually, in the old future, it's that old future's past so that we can make changes and get in concordance and build a bridge with that new future, right, that is there. Many say, yay, we won, it's there. Yes, it is. But, again, you have to do the things, the works, right, to release the old, get the old energy out, the old beliefs, the paradigms, the traumas, the parasitic infections, ancestral generational things, whatever it is, right, like we said, from a future version of self, cleaning all the old aspects and experiences and such. So that's where you color yourself in. You keep that bridge built because, yes, the future self is there, but there's many paths of possible probability, and reality is always in motion and movement. So we must make sure that we define ourselves more clearly with this opportunity and things that are going on. And yes, so many have been moved to different positions because, again, they stay in one place. They're holding energy as a lighthouse. Perhaps they're moved, right? They don't know why in physicality, but the soul to move somewhere else because that was the next thing, next place they needed to be to hold that light, to be there. And in the human version, it takes a lot of support, right, from yourself. Yes, meaning that essence of who and what you are to stay connected and support you, as well as beautiful ones like yourself, Lauren, myself, whomever they have access to give them tools and to help them support themselves through that walk. Because as part of their soul, sometimes they've had so many traumas of other lives, other aspects of what has gone on. And it's, of course, fearful to make a step or a motion, right? So big like that, huge like that. And that's why works like this and works that I'm doing, giving people numbers and codes and light language, energetically tools to help them, support them to make those changes or as they're making those changes, you know? And the beauty is, if it doesn't fit, you're a creator being. What do you want to paint next on your beautiful canvas or weave in your tapestry if that doesn't feel good, you know? And then have the next experience, you know?
Yes, thank you. And so we're going to do a short activation with you today so people can experience what it is that you're doing as we're upgrading our DNA with this light language. It is multidimensional and it is quantum. Before we get there, you wanted to read something. Tell us
yes.
about this.
Yes, beautiful. I receive automatic messages all through the years of doing the work that I do, but I'd like to read this to everyone. And also to go back to what we're going to be giving them today. They're going to have some light language codes and such, but also what I do is speak the language of the Akash. I know many are familiar with reading of an Akash, but this work doesn't read Akash, because in this work, we want to go in and clear what needs to be cleared from the Akash and the cosmic Akash. Keep, of course, what they would want to keep. Some say, oh, I want to keep the things in there. I'm like, no, of course you keep what you want to keep, but we're going to do that clearing in these works. And then also, once it is, if things are cleared, then more importantly, rather than read an old Akash, you are going to be able to be in resonance with the higher paths of potentiality that is available at those higher frequencies. So thus to say, we are rewriting the Akash, right? Writing new books, new Akash to be able to write in and be in resonance to access that. So it's so important. Okay, I'm going to read beautiful ones. This message I received on June 24th, 2021, and when you add up those numbers, it comes to 17, which then breaks down to 8, which is infinity. So this was called energetic signature, right? The untangling and breaking the energy shackles. Here we go. There are two worlds now. One is going to go the old way that was. The second will be of the new beginnings. There is nothing more to say, and that is underlined. All is laid out already. But they, and that is underlined, they must make a choice to get out. Whether it is made consciously or unconsciously is no difference. What makes the difference is their consciousness, their beingness, what they are. And they have capital letters, A-R-E. I'm going to pause a minute. And in my work, the A represents aware. R represented resurrected. E, eternal. So here we'll go, finish reading. Their beingness, what they are, who they are, that is the capital letters, A-R-E, through their creations, their expressions, speak to who they are, capital A-R-E. Their creations, what they have brought forth from themselves, which speaks to who they are, their essence they express, is their signature. Just as their signing, their signature represents them, so even more so does their energetic signature. It is like one scent, and they underline that. Their energetic imprint defines them. This is where help comes in. If they have not been able to release themselves from the matrix illusions and infestation, then they will not be expressing their proper resonance to continue on. With old programs running, it affects your signal, your energy frequency you carry and express. Clearing of the old files are needed. Beliefs of one's unworthiness or any of the expressions of lower expressions that do not match frequency. So they needed untangling, disengaging, and the necessary upgrades, breaking old beliefs and paradigms of who you believe yourself to be. Breaking the energy entanglements of old stories and beliefs of who they think themselves to be. Your operating system was hijacked and hacked. They underline hijacked, hacked. Altered. These are the times to fix, they underline that, the issues at hand. All is energy expressing through consciousness. That is aware. I'm going to pause a moment because in the work they're talking about, yes, we always speak about consciousness and war on consciousness, many levels of consciousness. That is what consciousness, right? The energy, different expressions to experience. But you go back to what is you. You are the thing that is aware, right? The aware being having all the conscious experiences. So I'm going to keep reading, go back to that. All is energy expressing through consciousness. That is aware, and they underline the word aware. That awareness is a key, they underline key, to understanding you. Your aware self must make the choice of its energy signature, for that is what seals the deal, so to say. Just as when you sign upon the dotted line your handwritten scribe signature to represent you in a deal, an action, an agreement, you put forth your stamp of approval in agreement to represent yourself and your actions you are partaking of, so too does, may we say, even more so in a complete sense, does your energy signature represent you, because it cannot be replicated or copied like a physical signature can be used in deceptive manners to copy, and they copy the vessels through clones, not the essence that expresses through it. That signature energetically is, as your scent, so to say, is distinctive to you, it is underlined, and you alone, no copying it. So by that, you seal the deal as you write on the dotted line, so to say. As you express yourself through it, you define yourself through it. to your multidimensional aspects as well as your physical Gaian lives acting upon the quantum realm for a multidimensional approach, quantumly affecting the field of resonance your energy frequency is found within as you color yourself in and define yourself as who you are, again, capital A-R-E, and who you define yourself to be, the real capital letter R, you, not the costume you wear and its name and its stories, but the real, true you that is your essence expressing. I'm going to pause a minute. That's what my work does, assist you at your essence, feed your soul your essence, right? Because your essence is where you find yourself as you traverse creation. I'll read it again. The real, true you that is your essence expressing. And then they're talking about me. Allow this architect of soul to assist you as you build the bridge to your future self and define the lines of who you are before you needed to shed the body vessel and its multiple stories. Now, within it still, can do these things that before you did went out of body, and you are and can do while you're within it. This raises the frequency of your true self to be more in resonance with who you are, thus raising the frequency of the density of the physical realm from low to high, thus lightening up as you light, like the L-I-G-H-T, light it up from density to a high light-filled expression from dark to light as you lighten, as in light, L-I-G-H-T, it up and lighten it up as in a weight, right? To lighten your load, right? The density, or to lighten. It's all energy. So we speak to you to grab your awareness to what energy signature scent you are expressing that you're writing in the book of life, both the one that is yours individually and the one that is you collectively and universally, as you are many yous, but all part of a one that encompasses the larger series of ones that are the one, capital letter underline, in the many expressions of the one expression of all life, your one true self you express as your key that you hold to which energy frequency you match. That is the key that opens which doorway to which worlds you will be found in resonance with. And then they say about me, this one is as a locksmith working the metal of the key and the gears in the chambers as they click and move into place to the correct positioning to allow the key, now refashioned, to properly fit to open the doorway to the new and which world you will have access to. And when I finished writing, it was like 8:31. That adds up to 3, which is Trinity. I looked again. I looked away. And then it was 8:33, which was 14, which is 5, which we're talking about 5, getting rid of old beliefs and paradigms. And then it was, I looked away, I looked back, 8:35, it was 16, which comes to 7. And the number 7 is representing truth, like capital letter T, truth. You know, not many versions of truth, but the truth. Like, this is what we're speaking of, talking about, and assisting them. Lauren, I'm just going to speak, Lauren, some light after all of that, okay? Beautiful one. Oh, so yes. Here we go. We're paused for now. There you go. Thank you. In that writing, you were receiving energy and codes and expansion and healing and releasing and helping, and then the light to accompany that. So thank you, Lauren, so much for allowing me to come and share that with everyone. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
It is so beautiful to feel what happens inside of us when we listen to those activations. What a beautiful voice, beautiful singing. And it's a soul remembrance. And it's always so interesting, Audrey, to hear the different beings, the light beings that come through you. So you're welcome. So wonderful. I would love to have you look. That was something great for our group. And what we've learned about our group is that people who have questions actually are very similar to the rest of us. And one question for the answer or the activation for one person actually goes to all of us. So let's take some callers. Again, this is a beautiful time for you to ask Audrey anything that might be on your mind. If you're stuck anywhere, if you need new patterns to come in, this would be a beautiful moment to ask your question of Audrey and maybe receive even a mini transmission. So if you're joining us on our website at acoustichealth.com, you can join the Live on Air for Quantum Conversations, and you'll see the ability to join us by web call or by phone, or you can listen just to the audio. If you join us by web phone or call, you can hit *2, and that'll raise your hand, and we will unmute you. So we look forward to interacting with you in this very special episode today. Right now, we're going to go to Santa Ana, California, area code 714. Hi, caller. Tell us your name, please. Hello, caller in Santa Ana.
Hello.
Hi. That person is no longer on the line. Moving right along, let's go to Burns Lake, B.C. This looks like a familiar caller. Hello. What's your name, please?
Hi, my name's Marianne.
Yes, Marianne. I knew I was going to say it was Marianne. How are you, Marianne?
I'm good. Hi, Audrey.
Hi, lovely to meet you. Thanks for calling in.
Okay. Overall, I'm feeling really exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
And right now I'm dealing with kind of a grievance with my tribe regarding jurisdiction and land.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm with this group that wants to separate from the tribe and form our own new group.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if that's the best thing for us.
Mm-hmm.
And also dealing with lack in terms of financials and in dealing with this whole situation, and also dealing with my own life and partnering, no partner.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's get some, besides the beautiful light language and the Akash language, I speak a sacred Kiko number language. And the reason, I know some people are used to getting maybe 6 or 4 or 8 or 12 numbers, you know, when they work with different
mm-hmm.
people. But these numbers are like a weaving. Think of the beautiful thread, you know. Each thread, you bring together a different energy frequency of each of those numbers representing that all at the end then holds this code, weave together. But it's like not only 6 or 12, it's like a 100 long list of numbers, you know. And the reason why Source Creation bring this through is because unfortunately, languages, right, have been contaminated to keep people dumbed down or in the labyrinth, right, of mind, preconceptions and ideas, right? You see like what's going on with even in your own situation, different beliefs, you know, speaking, talking, but not agreeing, you know, so a lot of that in language and getting in the mind, right, beliefs and paradigms and such, right? So this way, we stay out of that with receiving the numbers and the power that the energy that the numbers hold beyond contamination, like a language is. Also symbols, unfortunately. I know, again, everyone loves their symbols, but we have to move even beyond that, because if you understand we're in a matrix or a system, right, whatever name you want to call this, even the symbols, right, have been in the system and contaminated, unfortunately. Think of the swastika was a beautiful thing in another part of the world and what they have done with it, right? So these numbers come in beyond a language or a symbol that can be contaminated. The numbers cannot be. They're beyond that to hold the highest light quotient. So I'm going to give some numbers right now, but just as beautiful Lorraine was saying, and I love that, this is like we're dropping a pebble in the water, and as the ripples go out, they can reach everyone else. So there's no coincidence whoever gets through to ask a question, because the energies are going to go to everyone else as well as suitable for them. So these are the type of numbers where you're just receiving, you and everyone. It's not like a personal list for you that you'd go back and listen and copy. This is not to copy these numbers. It's just to receive the energy that the numbers are bringing. Okay? And I'm going to bring in some light language as well. And I know that the Native Americans are going to come in and bring in the ancient ones as well. Okay? For you and for everyone. So receive what comes through. Beautiful ones, you and beautiful ones. So here we go. Talamakala suli perugur silikiran shartorteriana. Kum si ke ari te pa orum, tara sera orum, te ara orum, bieria neri seri ka sher te kosh, koma sai I e ore ka sha, sumertira, sumertira, hunna, 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 inana ara tara, tora tara, tora tara, sa sa, sa sa, sa. Native Americans bringing in the ancient ones. Here's Native Americans still. Ho, ho, ho. Situation, circumstance, bigger picture of things that are going on. So yes, to be exhausted. So beautiful to come receive these works, because these works, as I bring through the wellspring to nourish and fortify someone, right? And their soul, their essence, their beingness of who and what they are, that of course ripples in the physical. So beautiful one. There you go. I just want to make one other statement. When someone has a session and they write the numbers, don't be put off of how quickly I'm saying the numbers when I'm moving the energy around. When someone's going to come and write the numbers, I go nice and slow, and we write the numbers and we go over it, make sure they receive the codes, hundreds long numbers, you know, pages front and back, maybe also front, properly. So I just want to say that, because I forgot to say that before, and someone may think, how the heck does she think I'm going to copy those numbers if she's saying it that quickly? So just so we have that clear. But how are you doing, Marianne, with receiving that? And also, all the energy that I bring through today in sessions and such, it still ripples through for like 3-4 days, right? Acclimating, adjusting, and downloading. So just so you and everyone else will know. So that's the beauty of like even getting a session, because imagine this is so powerful for a few minutes I'm speaking, let alone those 90 minutes. But Marianne, And I know you said you had certain situations, so that's why I'm so glad you were able by no coincidence to receive this call, so to get in to be called on so you could receive this. So how are you doing, Marianne?
The exhaustion lifted a little, and just trying to get some clarity around what to do with my
Well, this
tribe.
Is the thing. You must hold the light in that, because remember I was talking about regurgitation and repetitiveness, same thing happening. What is this system, this matrix, right, if whatever you want to call it, the controllers, the darker parasitic ones, always to put separation, right? And even in the beautiful tribes, you know, to want to put separation. When you know in ancient times the people all came together also, right, to handle a situation in more, rather than acting in lower vibration than higher vibration in consciousness, of a more peaceful, right, joining together. But right now so much is going on and rippling out there in the negative lower energies to want to separate and fight and argue, you know, so it's so important also to hold the light and look back on, let's say, what was from human perspective past interactions where, yes, there was many warrings and such, but why would one want to repeat that to only feed those angers and upset to the forces that I'm sure your peoples very well know that exist? So rather than them to be used as part of that, to feed their energy into that, doing it in an aggressive or not supportive way, why not rather truly be an example of higher expressions of consciousness and find a more peaceful, right, loving, calmer way to agree to disagree, you know what I mean? And that type of thing to move forward. And I know that you're one of them that is there to hold the light in that rather than repeat, you know, the lower expressions and separation in that, that would only feed, again, yet from your beautiful lights and the lights of your tribes, you know, to those forces that feed off of those. And yet, again, another loop, like the separation that in ancient times was brought forth with much warrings and much death and blood and arguments, you know, and bad feelings, you know, and such. So why would a beautiful peoples as yourself want to feed into that, you know? And you're one of them that's there to help with that. You know, that higher expressions, like agree to disagree type of thing, move out of a repeat and a loop of the same and separation. You know what I'm saying? Beautiful one. Sudigeshala salamate, puatua salamapa, sudamapa, sudamapa, emisa, emisa, emisa. And let that energy, again, like I said, you're feeling it right now, but still ripple through you for the next couple of days and such to support you.
I'm a little confused. You said that earlier that there was a bifurcation happening where, you know, there's splitting apart of dark and light. And that's kind of what it feels like with my tribe, too, because, like, there's so much corruption happening right now, and it seems so hopeless in dealing with it. And this seems like the only solution is to separate from them.
Well, separating, of course, to build the new. Remember we said you don't want to regurgitate, so you are there to also help to build the new, but to do it in a way where it's more peaceful, you know, agreeing to disagree, you know. This is the path of the great divide. This is the time of the great divide. I've been saying it for years and years and years, and the great divide is what? Is who is going to find themselves where as they traverse creation, you know, energetically, which matches. And unfortunately, this, I have whoever are going to join those groups, I have like two and three other writings of different topics and such to share, you know, talking about, you know, people don't want to hear this, but there is only two. There's no more fence sitting, right? So who's going the way of the new by their essence, their expression, their frequency, what they match with, and who's going to, unfortunately, lose their gift of individualization, right, because they are not matching the frequency of the new, and it cannot be regurgitated or matched to fit into the new. So they will be no more, unfortunately, right, to be absorbed back to the all that is, either to be remade in residence, if they cannot possibly be because they are too lost in whatever they have become lost in, or a parasitic vampiric expression, then they will lose their gift of individualization. That's why this is so important for people to be aware and not lost in a false awakening, you know, or distracted by the multiple levels of distractions that are out there, even unfortunately spiritual, you know, and like I said, a false awakening being represented, because this is the bottom line. This is why we were here, to take part in it, like you embodied, right, to be part of, to help to assist building that new and that pathway, you know, in the time of the great divide. So it continues on. You know, they are each, like I said, their scent, their energy signature. What have they brought forth? What have they been doing, you know, with the gift that the mother, I wanted to talk about that as well. I know people talk about Mother, Father, God, all the Holy Mothers, Mother Gaia, and all this mother, mother, mother. But why do you think it was always feminine, feminine, feminine conversation and wanting to get the feminine, you know, gone and not here anymore? Because that is the truth of the thing, right? The first point of creation is the plasmic, primordial mother. She is the womb of all creation. She did not, as some say, oh, they made a man to impregnate her to bring forth and Mother, Father, God. No, she is the mother of Mother, Father, God, Mother Gaia, all the holy mothers of everything. And she brought this forth from herself, as we can understand animals can do that, right? Interchange the male and female. So this is who I bring through in my works and who has come back to handle the situation of what her offspring, her children have done, what she brought forth from her womb, the first point of awareness, which is having consciousness experiences, right, for her children, her expressions to have, what they have done with that gift, making an abomination in many ways. And so thusly why the mother has returned to, right, close the book on life, pull the plug on the experiment, everyone to get themselves in order of where they're going to be so they can continue on and make that gift of life and awareness that the mother has given of consciousness experiences to have to keep that holy and divine, not an abomination of AI and transhumanism and parasitism and vampirism of stagnation over and over again, which is a contradiction to life, stagnation and all the abomination that goes on and stagnation and parasitism, vampirism. No, they are non-self-sustaining systems. What is going to continue on are those that are self-sustaining systems, right? Life unto themselves, right? True, biological, natural, divine gifts of the magic expressing. And so this is what is going on. This is huge. This is important, you know? And you are feeling, right, and knowing that you are there to hold that light and be one, no matter how hard it is. Right? How much it might be breaking your heart or upsetting or taking your energy to come and receive. I think I've spoke to you before to help empower you, make you strong so you continue on, you know, and more importantly, you understand and know for yourself also what you're taking part of individually and collectively, universally, of what you were doing, you know, and that's huge. So thank you, you know, for doing that, for you and your people and the part that you are of creation that is expressing as well. This is for you and everybody out there as they can apply this to their situation and circumstances, you know?
Mm-hmm. There is, when you were talking about the mother, you did help me because I was having separation with my mom and my daughter, and it was like the issue of being a bad mother. And so, and then that relates to the residential school issues too. And
well, remember, those are all experiences of expression that you have come in, and now it is time, as my writing is saying, my work is saying, to move beyond even all of those, to know the deeper you of who you are, you know. I'm going to bring in the mother, Loren, if that's okay right now, for Marianne and for everybody. Okay. Thank you, beautiful. So this is the mother. I had received a message years ago. It said, tell everyone it is time to follow the lifeline, which is the umbilical, back to the womb of the mother, right, which is returned, that is here. So you go in that womb and you're wrapped in her energy and her love to be nourished and fortified, strengthened, right, transformed, resurrected, rebirth of, right, of ourselves. And we are moving as that creation to the next expression of itself. Isn't that so beautiful, you know? So here's the mother, everyone. Just relax and then everyone will receive. Samayuati Imanaharu Ase Kanabase Tu Isamauya Isa Huasa. Now, my work, a lot of people around the world, it's more of an experience. Words lack to try to explain and express it. And when I have a work with people, a lot of people just say, wow, afterwards. So I tell people, you know, just come get your wow, you know, because everybody says wow afterwards. And then when I bring in the mother in, I have people who said, oh, my goodness, I don't even know what to say now, like words defined to express that. And one beautiful client said, oh, my goodness, it's as the mother has come in to blow that breath of life, you know, out all the negative in such a way, you know, the mother blowing that away with that breath, you know, or like being like in the womb with that swish, swish sound that you hear for women who have sonograms and such, you know, so like that, of the mother coming to give that nourishment. So there you go, Marianne. I'm going to leave you and everybody also with that. Thanks.
Thank you. I feel tears right now.
Beautiful. Those tears are beautiful because tears are double things. Tears are releasing, which is great and beautiful. You want to do that. And tears are also the soul, which is who you are, your essence, right? Your beingness of who you truly are, that recognition of that of the mother that it knows and recognizes, right, that I poured through. So also tears of joys and that recognition. And yes, and this is why I'm called by Spirit a soul architect, because we're assisting you at the depth also of who and what you are, you know, so importantly to feed and nourish that. Help support that upon your soul journey as beautiful ones, right?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Marianne. Warren, my goodness, you picked her and we brought so much through for her and everyone. So no coincidence.
And for everyone.
Exactly.
Amazing. Thank you, Marianne. Thank you for your questions. Thanks, Goddess. Bye. Well, we are going to go to our next caller because it's so fun to hear the voices that come through you, Audrey. It's remarkable. All right, let's go to area code 503. That's Portland, Oregon. Hi, caller. You're unmuted. Tell us your name, please.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. My name is Anne.
Hi, Anne.
Hi.
I don't know that I have a specific question. I was just wondering. Well, I mean, I guess I do. I would like to know if you can help me allow my gifts to flow through. I feel like I have something inside that has just been bubbling up, and I'm not really sure how to let it out.
Well,
can you
and
help
that's
me with
a-
that?
Yes, that's a perfect question because, again, no coincidence, as Lauren said earlier, whatever comes through affects everyone else as well, right? So this
yeah.
is what we do with the rippling.
Yeah.
Because there are many people who are here now and they're thinking, what's my mission? What am I supposed to be doing? Right? My gifts to
right.
come out. Now, it's double. It's, we're going to cover a couple of things in this for you and for everyone, right? Now, please, all
okay.
of you, do not think, and Anne as well, that you are not doing your mission if something like a light language or channeling or whatever it may be has not come through yet, because you are embodiment. In my works, when someone speaks, they speak to the beings of light, you know, and the beings of light are a collective that they know they're all it is expressing in their unique way, and they come through in the works, you know, and they say to them, you thank all the, you know, angels, messengers, whomever they are thanking, and we say to you, why do you thank us? We thank you, all of you, because you are the ones that are embodied, you know, here in the midst of what I call the dirty fishbowl, right, as having the effects of the dirty fishbowl upon the beautiful little fish, right, but to be here doing those works. So all of you are here already doing your missions, holding your light in the midst of all this to be the lighthouses for yourself and others to cut through the fog and such and help support creation as these changes are occurring, right? Then, now, as far as individual gifts, yes, people that work with me, I met a woman at the Expo once. All I did was speak light language to her in the hallway for a few moments. She has a whole career now, you know. Everyone is different, right? Some of them speak light language. Some of them, their other gifts and abilities come on board and online, right? But each take a different time frame because, again, it is to be released what needs to be released. I'm called a breaker of chains, right, where shackles or parasites need to be removed or generational ancestral things that may be from another multidimensional aspect, right, or what lurks in the unconscious, some kind of childhood issues. It's huge. It's huge because we've been looping this from millennia, right? So sometimes there's so many things that need to get out of the way, and that all takes a different time frame. But people do speak light language, and their gifts and abilities are enhanced. So maybe, hopefully, you can come yourself and others and take part in this. And also, I'm called healer to the healers, but healer to all. But you see, because even healers need some help sometimes, or healers feel like they're only stuck at a certain level, and this work helps bring them to the next levels, you know, as well.
Mm-hmm.
So beautiful, right? beautiful. So hopefully you will come in and be able to receive this, and we were able to cover it. Please, beautiful ones, whether anything else ever ignites or comes through, please understand you are walking here, being that light, right? Being a hearted being, being a real being, while others are sleeping or lost in, again, a false type of awakening and distracted by so many things, those of you that are not, right? So again, to receive these works, assist you to keep shining your light so beautifully. So here we go for you, Anne, and everyone. Kalia sala ho lamata alela tulia lahala kolum se kolia lihela lachlek ile mahela klik ile 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 leklek ulema hala eleklek ulea ala eleklek isili ulutu ele ulutu ala hala bohono bohono sonoma bohono hiritaria natia isumawa isumawa. So, a iewaha, isumane, sumane, suesu, esa, esa, e, son, shari, elia le, ala, oleale, uluma ila le, ala, la, uluma lia le, ala, la, la, lamahala, lamahala, sumana, sumana, siesi, esa, esa, e, sa. There you go, Anne.
Wow.
Do you see everybody what Anne just said?
Thank you.
You just said wow, Anne, right? Now, I swear, I'm going to share with you a beautiful Lauren as well. You know, I, like, search for words, and Lauren is so beautiful. She helps me with her words to describe some of the things sometimes or straighten out things. That's so beautiful and patient and loving of her. Because for me, words so lack, right? Because I'm here and I'm doing the numbers and the other languages and Akash and all of that, right, to come through. But I try to say, oh, how do I find these English words to try to explain, you know, regular words to explain this, which is so deep, right? It's huge, right? It's priceless.
Yeah.
Well, so many modalities in one. So every time I would hear clients going, wow, wow, wow. So I told my kids, like, you know, I try to find all these words that lack because it's such a deep, beautiful experience beyond words. So I said, ah, I should just tell people, come and get your wow, right? I said, but the problem is people are going to think it's a selling tactic, come get your wow. But it's real, see? She just said it. So how many times, see how you're giggling? That's the same effect.
Yeah.
I'll work on the client for like 90 minutes or at the end of the session, and it's time for them to talk to me. And the first thing they go to me is like, wow. So I tell them, I said, what did you just say? And they start giggling like you. I'm like, what did I say on the show? And they're giggling because they're like, oh, my goodness, it is real. You know, it's real. It's not a selling tactic. So Anne has just been a testimony to all of you to prove and understand that, yes, it is wow. So I hope they will come and receive their wow as well, as those that then can and partake of this very important work. You know, I am so many things, right? But what do we go through the list? Like a Lumerian high priestess, an admiral of a starship, an ancient coder of creation from time before time, an embodied Elohim. I'm not here to be a channel to say, hello, I'm an oracle bringing you the Elohim. No, I am an Elohim, creator beingness, in physicality to walk here with all of you, do the works behind the scenes I do, and with souls all around the world. So yes, it is wow. Beautiful ones, this is a beautiful telesummit that beautiful Lauren has made for everyone, and I'm so honored to be here with her and all of you. But what we are doing here is standing on a holy ground. We make it a holy ground. We don't have to buy a ticket and go an event and do anything else like that. We are doing it here, right now, receiving these very important and beautiful works. So thank you all so much. Thanks, Anne, for saying wow so they understand, yes, it is real.
Ew, it absolutely is. My hairs are standing up on my arms, and I just felt this big rush of just excitement and happiness and love while you were speaking in that beautiful light language. And I know I received that on a very deep level. So thank
beautiful.
You so much.
Thank you so much,
Lorraine, for having the show.
Thank you so much. And imagine 90 minutes of that, right? That the you know, with the numbers and the writing and then everything, you know. So it is. It's
mm-hmm.
a beautiful experience. So thank you. And I hope we'll get to speak again at some other point with all of you beautiful ones mm-hmm. and with you. Thank you for sharing your depth of knowing and understanding that it is real and the goosebumps and all that, giving testimony to this live right now. I so appreciate
Absolutely.
It. Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Anne. Awesome. This would be a great time to talk about your special offer because you are doing a couple of new things. There's a personal session with you, which is that 90 minutes of one-on-one attention, just like these mini sessions that we're experiencing, but it's just for the individual who shows up. So Come and get your wow, everyone. If you would like to experience a personal session with Audrey, that is available. And also some MP3s and some live courses, live webinars, live activations with Audrey. So click on the special offer button that's on this webpage and you'll be able to see two options and all of the details for that. The MP3s and the webinars are one option, and then you get everything with a personal session in option two. So, Audrey, I want to give you a moment to talk a little bit about this package.
Thank you so much for allowing this to come through to offer to your beautiful listeners. So the first would be those MP3s that they can listen to, and one of the MP3s is a message from the One. And, you know, what I read today to everyone was referencing, you know, being ones, right, part of the oneness, you know. And so it's beautiful, that message from the One, and the other receive energy as well. So they have that first package, and then they have the package will be 90 minutes with me, and they're going to be writing some sacred key code numbers in this. So it would be their own tool of numbers that they're going to come away with. And the beauty is that helps them to apply that as pure energy in any way they would like, right? Whatever positive they want to help bring to themselves, whatever negative they need dispersed, dispelled, strong and fortified while that is happening. Also, the third way I explain to people, you could set all the intentions that you would like. That's beautiful. But you must understand, if there is a thing in the unconscious, subconscious, if there is things that are bleeding through a multidimensional, right, self, aspect of self, you do not know in your conscious mind to set an intention for that, right, or a childhood issue or such, so or general ancestral agreements and lines. So when you read the numbers and you don't set a specific to it, it allows that energy to go where it needs to go. Also, just having the code in your space or under your fitted sheet when you're sleeping, it helps so many people. So as you're writing the numbers, nice and slow, not as quick as I go when I'm saying them in the energetic part of the work, nice and slow, I bring through the codes, I write them, you write them. You must write them because it works with your neural networking as well to assist getting out of those old paths, make the new paths, neural networking for that expanded awareness and consciousness and those concepts and ideas, yeah? And then you're receiving it on your etheric, mental, physical, emotional body, like I said, ancestral, generational, unconscious, subconscious, childhood issues, Gaian lives, as well as your multidimensional cosmic, right, aspects as well. So you're receiving the work while you're writing, and then you go away with this tool of these numbers to use yourself. Then we're doing the light language, and then we're doing the Akash language. Again, I don't read. Whoever reads, that's what they do. Bless them. But for me, it's clear the Akash. You rewrite the Akash to be at the higher paths of potentialities, so you access and you rewrite the Akash, write a new Akash, new books. So that's what we'll be doing in that. And then also, if you get the package, that would include the MP3s and this whole package that I just spoke to you about. And then the new part of the package is that I'm offering so people can experience also a group work. You see how I know someone, one of the beautiful women, I think they were speaking about, you know, you feel lonely or exhausted, right? It's so much going on. So, yes, it's beautiful when one could join a call and hear the speaker talking. But for me, it's not only that. For me, these calls, these classes, these groups are for someone to have an experience with others as well. I allow them to have a voice. Yes, they're receiving light language, Akash, sacred key codes, and all of this. But besides receiving, we are also so beautifully, as each a beautiful thread of their own beautiful uniqueness, beingness, who they are, to stand in their godhood, their power, their sovereignty, divine birthright, joined together of what we are also not only going to be receiving, but also giving out to the field of creation. So it's beautiful what we weave together each time and moment, not just a pre-recorded thing of what I'm talking about or thinking I'm going to talk about in that moment, right? We're using that power, see where it goes, what we bring forth, just as on the calls now, each speaking, each saying something and taking it magically and beautifully where it needs to go, and then shooting also that out to the field of the collective and to creation itself. Beautiful ones. So the first option would be the lighthouse courses, right? The lighthouse courses represents, because we are lighthouses, just as in the olden times when the lighthouse keeper, he or she, would go up all the steps to have to tend that light, that flame, yeah, within the storm and the density and all that is going on in the fog. So too, we are here as lighthouses. So to attend to the light of which we are for ourselves and for others as well as that lighthouse. So these works in the lighthouse courses are going to give you, as the word course entails, the word course to feed you Yeah. What you're going to eat, be nourished, yes, in your physicality, but even more importantly, at your soul, your essence of who you want you are through those works. Then the next way the word course is used, as in course, direction, path, yes, which course will you take? So assisting you in that, in your physical course, with all these changes, all that is going on, but again, so importantly, your soul, your essence of where you're going to find yourself as you traverse creation, as the field and the fabric of creation itself is being moved, so importantly at that level. And then the word course, of course, is academics, right? But not only me, teach, and speaking, but we have discourses within the course, which entails the conversation and such, and then that's the all one group. Second group would be at the light language group to receive the light language, and also, again, like one of the other beautiful clients was saying, sometimes people are also ignited in that because we must remove what needs to be removed. Once that is removed, then it allows the opportunity. This is not, I'm going to teach you light language. It doesn't work like that. It is you release what needs to be released in these works, and then you can be ignited to the place to bring through the light language, right, or other gifts and abilities. And then the other group would be the Akash language. Again, not to read Akash. We're not reading Akash. More importantly, we want to clear it and then rewrite it to the new library, new books, right? And then the last group would be the Sacred Key Code group, which is doing work with the numbers and the codes and delving into that. And in those groups, I'll be also reading some of the very expanded, not regurgitation, but expanded concepts and ideals, and to be speaking and talking about them and reading some of those other messages. So it's a lot, and I believe they can buy them individually or beautifully. The package, you get them all four together, so you have that experience. So is that good, Lauren? Did I handle everything?
Yes, it's beautiful. It is. And so each of those four webinars are coming up, and recordings will be available for those who can't join live. And just know that the quantum field holds that space for you. So when you decide that you will be part of that activation, you'll actually start to begin experiencing it even before that webinar happens. It's amazing that I've experienced that in my own life with these online events, and it truly is magical. So that really supports anyone who would like to just come to one. You can purchase individually for $33, or again, all four of those and other MP3s activations as well. So that's really good. And then, of course, the personal session. You record your personal sessions for folks as well, right?
I don't usually do it because the thing is, sometimes people think I need to listen to this to make it more effective or efficient. And the point is for them to come to the understanding that this is, like, think of a surgery. If you go in and you have a surgery, you don't want to go in the surgery and open it again and again and again, right? It bombs, it heals. The work is so effective and efficient, you know, reaching multidimensionally. We are grabbing thousands and thousands of lives at a time, right? So it is so effective and efficient. So it doesn't need to be listened to again. And let's say they did have a situation circumstance, they think they could apply that to that other situation circumstances. No, right? Because that would entail different files, different things, right, that need to be handled in that. So if someone does want one and they really feel like they want one, I can accommodate them, but I just don't usually do it because we want them to understand this is not like some courses that perhaps, like, listen to this five times, you know, or three times. No, this is so quantum, so powerful, it is done. Yes, it just ripples through you for a few days and such, but if you wanted to have another session, another time when you're ready, we're going in those files, those places, right? Different codes to be downloaded to you, right? Or different series of numbers. If you've acclimated to the codes that I've already given you, then perhaps we go in next time when someone feels drawn to come and receive a new list of numbers, then they're ready at the next level, right, to receive those codes. Doesn't make the old code obsolete. No, you just set it aside, holds the energy there in the space, then you're ready to receive and download the next higher frequency levels of numbers, which then you would apply and work with those, you know? So that's how that works. So I can accommodate it if they would really like to, but for them to understand there is no need for that because it's so effective and efficient and powerful, you know, in that one point.
Mm. Yes. All right. Well, thank you. Again, that is the quantum in it, and it is outside of time and space, and our higher self gets it, and that is permanent.
Yes, beautiful. And I love how you said that you have the realization that's so important for them to understand that. You've experienced yourself, Lauren, that even before something happens, you begin to feel it. And sometimes mm-hmm. either a client may have to change the time or the day, or myself, you know, spending time with a client, you know, I don't stick so tightly to the clock, the human clock, where it may run over a bit. So I'll shoot them and they'll say, I'm coming in a few minutes or such, you know. And they'll be like, oh, my goodness, I felt this already last night, or I felt this the day before that was beginning to occur even before we're together, and amazes them. And I say, well, yes, of course, that's the real magic, just exactly like you said, Lauren, right? Because there is magic. The other ones have been using it for their agendas, which is why it's so important that we join together as the lighthouses. Rather than being so distracted all over the place doing our own separate things, we must join together as well to use that real magic, you know, so beautifully. So thank you for saying that. It's very important. Yes.
Well, here's a question from someone in our audience, and I know this could be universal or common with our group. It is a common feeling. So, Deborah, this is your question, and you are not alone, sister. Deborah says, thank you, Audrey, for these activations. I've been feeling stuck for some time and can't seem to figure out where to go next and what to do next. I love change and evolution, but can't seem to get to the next step. So please help.
Now, isn't that important, right, that you pick this and point this out? Remember before we were talking about being stuck, right? Even healers saying sometimes, right, I'm stuck. I feel at a certain level. I can't get beyond this, you know? And that's what this work does for them. It's so important, this work, you know? It's huge. So I hope she'll be able to come. And, yes, I'm going to do light language for everyone, some codes perhaps if they come through. But I hope she'll be able to receive her own list of numbers, because she's going to be able to sit there and read those numbers over and apply the energy they have, right, to her situation and circumstance to get out of that. Sometimes the stuckness is, again, in the unconscious, subconscious, generational, ancestral agreements or bleed through from other multidimensional aspects of self. Because remember, beautiful ones, this has been millennia of looping in the same, right? So sometimes those things are there and one doesn't know and why the stuckness is occurring, you know? So this type of work can really help. And I don't really want to talk about the parasites and this and that, but it needs to be said, you know, I had one of my clients and she worked around the world, you know, being a grid worker and such with her beautiful husband, you know, so they were receiving the works together. And she would complain about a pain in her back or her neck, you know, even at the level of the high level of work she's doing and receiving. And then after they both had received their third sessions, he shoots me an email and he's like, oh my goodness, he goes, now you must add to the list of all the things that you do gremlin removal, because they both said they saw this like black thing run away, you know, from their kitchen, because again, they couldn't hold in that energy field, you know, any longer with all these works and numbers that they had received. So that is so beautiful. Another woman who said, oh my goodness, she spoke French as her first language, English her second language. So she was searching for the word to explain to me. And she read the Akash, this woman, right? Here, healer to the healers, but healer to all. And she was like, oh my goodness, Audrey, she said in her second session, she's like, I saw this thing fall out of me. It was on the floor. She goes, let me think of the word. She goes, look like an octopus, like a squid. Okay. Now, of course, it's not flopping around on her kitchen floor, but aesthetically, her gift she had, she could see this that was removed from her because the energy was so high, it can no longer live within her. So sometimes there's things, right, that we don't understand and know that are keeping us stuck. And why works like this? Because healers may think, I'm a healer, why do I need to do this? Or beautiful people, oh, why do I need to do that? This is why, to get in and reach things, right, that sometimes one cannot themselves or others cannot. So this can help them. So here we go for Deborah. Thank you, Deborah, for calling in. Kela ale sula hale hilahum. Ilahilahlum ale hum. Tata oran sai. Bere se berturone venionai. Sorana tu sereturanari. Sobaru, sobaru, sobaru. Yandare, yandare. Kuawa. Evoa, evoa, evoa. Shkitka. Sum, sum, sum. Te utai ite utai. Karakura, karakura. Isa, isa. I'm going to bring Kali in. Now, when I say the angels, the masters, the galactics, the ancient ones, the cosmic, Kali, Shakti, whatever it may be, I want to expand their consciousness to understand those are names that we're used to. It's energy frequency, right? Expressing. So we're used to those names of their individual ways they express. But for me, as a divine channel, what is it that I'm bringing through, right? Source, creation, the first field, that we're the masks as all those different experiences and energy and consciousness that expresses through. But it is the divine, right, that is being accessed to be brought through. So Kali has that expression, and Kali comes to destroy that which has held us down so we can persevere over it to build anew. Kali on ne wum 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 Touch that heart, make it a little bit more gentle for that deep releasing to bear. And I hope you'll come, Deborah and Anne and everyone else in the can, and get their codes. It'll be beautiful also working with them.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we have time for one more caller. Let's go to, there's no name here, so caller, you are unmuted, and I'm just going to send you telepathy. Hi, caller, you're unmuted. Tell us your name, please.
Is that me?
Yes, that's
yes.
You.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Who is this?
Hello, ladies.
Hi.
How are you all?
Great.
Hi, who is, hi.
Hi, I'm Sue, or Susan, whichever you want to use.
Hi, hi, Sue.
Hi. Yeah, I'm just exactly what you were speaking before, Audrey, about is I've worked as a healer. I've done over 25 years of personal and spiritual growth work, but I feel a really big stuck right now. I know there's a big shift going on the planet, but I don't know. I'm just having trouble moving through various things, and I can tell by the manifestations in my life that I'm not completely unhappy. I like, there's certain aspects of my life that I really like, I really love, but there's just certain blocks. I don't know. That's where I'm at.
Yes, and there you go, right? And that is why, let's say, an embodied Elohim came to be embodied, you know, an ancient one to do the depths and level of that work. So that's why it can assist, right? The soul,
yeah,
upon its journeys of what it has been through over and over and over again, you know. And the beauty of this work is, like, you don't need to see it again, you know. Blessed whoever hypnotized or whatever, but the thing is, like, we don't need to see it again. That's why my work is, like, you've been there, you've done that. Why do you got to see that again, you know? And what do you see? One, two, or three? And sometimes it becomes a distraction because the person's like, oh, I can't wait to see the next thing I was or what was going on, you know. Again, another distraction wrapped in a story. What about you got to get out of the story, which this allows you. You just show up, you relax, and it's done for you, you know. And you just acclimate and adjust to it. And so that's beautiful. We stay out of the story and the distractions of all of that, you know? And of course you would have it in others because it's been millennia, you know? And the other thing is we really, really, really need to get to this place of, it's like we go beyond the beyond, right? Beyond the understandings that we have, quicker than quick, faster than fast, right? Quantum, quantum, quantum. Because again, a lot of beliefs and paradigms, they're still held in that story, the experiment, the matrix, whatever you want to call it. So these are things where we're really needing to begin to build that bridge, to step in, right? Those things that we're not used to talking about or seeing as, or, you know, happening and creating and going on, right? And being the ones who can stand there to make that more solid ground for others, where right now people don't really want to step there because, again, they're used to their old beliefs and paradigm and that which they say is holy and such. Meanwhile, let's look at the bigger picture and the abominations, the depth of it that has gone on, that is going on, right? Did any of those things have that not happen? No, it is. Also, out there, they don't understand what is happening in here, in the sleep, in the experiment, whatever you want to call it, in the matrix, right? Because it's not real to them. But we have come in because it is the issue in here, right? The contamination that is happening here, the hacking, the parasite that's in here, right? It lives in here. And so we have come in here to do the things to help, right? To end that. And the mother, of course, to end that, seal the old book's life, right? In the new book, right? Beautiful ones. So, yes, this work will help with that. So hopefully you'll come in. I work with so many beautiful beautiful people all around the world and so many lovely, beautiful healers. And a couple of healers, about three lately, are coming, and they're like, they don't have a reference point for what they're feeling or beginning to understand, but to them it's very, very true. And they say, you know, you look out there of what's being talked about or spoken of, and it is, again, there's that word regurgitation. So to them it's like, where is this that I'm feeling or hearing or understanding? It's not out there. And they say, oh my goodness, I hear you, and you're talking about those things, and yes, 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 like in a session when I talk about with them and where we go. So it only gives them confirmation, right, of what they're beginning, and they're getting, it's like they're hearing, you know, these things where it's so different, right, from the old beliefs and paradigms and things that were held. So yes, it's different, because we're moving, when we say new, it means new, right? Yes, it's the old, but brought forth with a new version of even that, with all this knowing and knowledge that we have now, because we have been able to witness what is within the field of creation itself and what is brought forth in the lower vibrations, right? So now we come so this could be healed, right? Because it is seen, the light shown what is lurking within the darkness, and so that it can be healed and no more, so we can have our beautiful natural expressions as the mother meant for it to be when she brought forth that life as the true creator, right? Of beingness. So here we go, and the awareness gift. Kala salama kanona bellula bossirita rere sur var chiaratturu siri, chiara mancana soro di vasserera ru, pieru caru salutera, te seri chiara soro palature sererari, tore arraserume chiarita rassoro iraro, yanahanna coacchia. Sumahaneku sete. Biara sakya o retiro ma serataru ataru ataru ataru. Samawayi, samawayi. Esa, esa. Esa. Sisi, sisi, esa, esa. There you go, Sue.
Hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. Just a little bit more for you and everyone. Arikeste kerek ishk ish ishk a ik u a i um e e um ishk a ishk e u e ishk e ishk a u ishk e u ishk e kia 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 kia. Saha, saha, saha. Those of us who are being led to not do a regurgitation of what we're used to and such, but to right, build that, bring forth that, right, which is not regurgitation heard familiar with, to be able to stand there so we can begin to assist them to become familiar with it as well, because sometimes people don't want to step there because it's not that familiar or comfortable, but it must be, right, because that is, as anything that is built new, they're not so familiar or comfortable with it, but to begin to build that, right, then regurgitate the same, you know. Aliasela olam tiela kese ili kiti ilik lik usarapa ishta arutasa. Still with me, Sue?
I am. I was just thinking what was coming up, and the one thing that has come up over my entire life is, and it doesn't happen all the time, but I don't want to be here anymore. I don't fit into this energy, and this is your. I could feel that being addressed. That I do want to be here. It's just that I don't. I just have to find my way through this. You know what
and
I mean?
You see, that is, yes, so many feel that, though. That is the exhaustion. That is feeling tired.
Yep.
Imagine the little fish in the fishbowl that I say, right? A dirty fishbowl, right? That's like the effects. It's so much. Because remember, we haven't been doing this just this lifetime, right? We've been on this mission doing these things over and over and over and over, right? Into the point of stagnation of even that, right? To make the effects and the change. That is why it is a time of the great divide, right? We have waited for the others for so long, right? But they fall deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. This is the deepest they have gone and forgetting and such that has occurred and what has been happening. So no, it has to be handled, right? And that is the loving thing to do. So the time of the great divide, who's going to find themselves where they are, depending if they're defining and color themselves in, their scent, their soul signature, who and what they are, their works they have brought forth, right? Has to release all that other stuff. And you, that's why I'm offering these groups also besides the private, right? Because yes, the groups are beautiful. The private allows them, boom, deep immersion, right? Own codes and such. But this group, so that people don't have to feel so alone, right? So they can be talking about these things, you know, and I've witnessed it, you know, when we weave all together beautifully, how people, right, feel like, you know, invigorated, right, or a breath of fresh air, or they had a beautiful meal, right, or drank, you know, beautiful, nourishing, fresh, right, water and such. So it helps them, right, on this walk that we are taking and that we are doing. If you understand the level of abomination and all that is going on, right, and manipulation, all the systems and everything that has been built of lies and so many multi-layered distractions, you know, and beautiful-looking distractions as well that people don't even know sometimes they're in a distraction that yet it is, right, like the false awakening and such distraction. Mm-hmm. This is huge, right? So important where we can have a place to join together and discuss these things and support each other in that way as well, you know, on top of the beautiful private work, you know. So
also the group gatherings, Audrey, are ongoing. It's not just like a one shot thing. Is it something that you...
Well, it is going to continue on. Yeah, this is something beautiful. Lauren is assisting me so that people can begin to partake of that and have an awareness of that, and that is the initial ones, you know. But if everyone, they like it and they would like to continue on and they tasted the meal, so to say, that is being brought before them. And again, this is not only receive, the more, also, I say more importantly, because we're here to put out our magic, right, joined together, mm-hmm. right, out into creation. So we're also doing that. Right? Proactive, because it's time to be active, right? Active. And so in these groups, we're going to be active as well, right? Exactly. As receiving. So, yes.
Yeah, I know that the tribe thing is tough. The more work you do, sometimes the tribe narrows, and yet it can expand as well, too, right?
So, exactly. And it doesn't even matter if it narrows. Yeah. Exactly. Because who's left standing? Are the ones that could go to that next level. Remember we were talking about the need to make not just a regurgitation, that people may regurgitate because, oh, it brings in the money, it brings in the people, oh, they're familiar, they understand this. People think they've arrived somewhere. But no, no, you know, not for this. So if ones fade away, it's because their resonance or their beliefs, right, are not really ready for them. They've received so much. They'll sit in that, and when they're ready, they may come back, you know. But the ones that are there can go forth to do the next step, you know, of what needs to get done. And remember, if we're doing work in the field, you know, behind the scenes and such, that's huge, you know. So who can go to the next level to show up, you know, to bring that through and to support is so important, you know.
I'm sorry, I had to go off the line for a minute. You were probably talking about the group gatherings. Is it by phone or do you have to do it online? Once you do the personal session with you,
if you purchased on the show, you have the link that is there for specific days and times that we have set up, and from there also, let's say there's sometimes people do not have their technical, you know, press to know how to use that or such, then I will also offer the group by a conference call line or such for people that are more comfortable with that, you know.
Well, I know
so
the system
ways.
That Lauren uses, this call-in, that it's not a bad deal. You know what I mean? I think
exactly, and it's beautiful for people. Some people are much more familiar with that than the other way. But I'm going to make sure that we have whatever people need, you know, that join to be able to access this, because it is important. And I thank Lauren so much because she got this together last minute for me, and she, I'm sure, knows energetically the importance of this, and so I thank her so much for getting that together so it can be accessible to her beautiful listeners. So thank her too for that. So
Of course. All right, well,
Thank you. You know, our next question, Sue, actually is related to your issue. I find it fascinating. So thank you. Before we go to that question, I wanted to just say that you're going to be doing this on Zoom, and there's a call-in feature for Zoom so people can join those webinars by Zoom. Yeah, it's great. Good.
Thank
well, isn't this interesting? The question that comes up from Pippa in Glastonbury, she says, I have just moved location to start a community with what I thought was my soul family. And now I'm thinking this was the wrong decision, and any insight would be appreciated as to what is going on, or is this an opportunity for growth to stay and stand in my power?
Yeah, it's actually both. Right? Because she's there right now. So her energy that she has is holding in that space that she arrived. Now, as I'm going to have the beings of light come in, right? Beautiful ones, Lauren, we thank you so much. Lauren, beautiful one, for assisting this one and bringing through this powerful work. We thank you, thank you. Yes, beautiful ones. As we say, yes, all of you, you are the master and the masterpiece, one and the same. You understand? So as a master, she is holding the paintbrushes, yes? This one, Pippa, beautiful one. As she has painted in her canvas, her weave, if you would want to say, yes, to go to this place. And so she has gone there, yes, for a purpose, as her self, her beingness, her essence is holding the energy in that space, in that place, yes? And all things are very multi-leveled, yes? Perhaps because, again, of another embodiment, another aspect in your human perspective, you would say, another life of hers to have been there, perhaps to be there to close up some energy or such, you understand, revisit it, yes? Because now is the time of the old, yes? To close the old behind, yes? To write the new. So if she's holding those paintbrushes as a beautiful master and masterpiece, one and the same, she can make her decisions from there. What is comfortable for her, not to ask some other being, you understand, what is best for her. She knows better than any of what is best for her. So she has arrived there. She has followed that. So she has placed her energy there for what multiple reasons she is. But now it is to her, as to hold the paintbrushes, to make her decisions. Would she like to stay there and create what she is going to create while she is there? Or, if that does not feel comfortable for her, where else shall she go on her beautiful, yes, journeys? What is comfortable for her? A great master, he or she does not ask another, what should I put on my canvas? Yes, it is different to receive the works the channels bring through. Energy, fortification, releasing, you understand? Beautiful one, to put more colors, so to say, or canvases there for you. She is not painting it for you. So for her, we say to her, yes, that is her to decide. Is this a beautiful place? Also, in physicality, what is your circumstances? Some, they listen to spirit, and yet spirit does not have physicality. You understand? They wind up out to have no home, no roof.